Hello and welcome to this podcast produced by the Northern Region of the University and College Union. My name's John Bryan and in this episode I'm speaking to two of our representatives from Northumbria University. In a while I'll be speaking to Adam Hansen. Adam is the branch chair of UCU at Northumbria University and he talks to us about the latest local action which they are looking to take. They are balloting at this moment in time. But prior to that, I asked Joe Street, one of the union's representatives at Northumbria University, I asked him about the Four Fires dispute and the wave of industrial action which has hit the higher education sector, what that was all about and how things were going on the picket line at Northumbria University.
Well, this has been the biggest turnout for an industrial action that I've ever experienced, certainly at Northumbria University. We've had loads and loads of support from the public, cars beeping, people shaking hands, people even making donations. We've had loads of support from the students. So it's been a very, very positive experience for all concerned. And the fights are about, firstly, about the gender pay gap, which is running at 15%. The ethnic pay gap, which is running at 10%, increased casualisation, where more and more students are being taught by staff who are on short-term contracts and don't have a secure future, and also workloads. We've seen people are doing 20% more work for the same salary. And then on top of that, we've suffered 10 years where we haven't had a pay increase that's kept pace with inflation. So, you know, we're really, as we've said, we're at breaking point.
And one of the things that I've seen, because I've been on the picket line a couple of times here, is it's a really big campus. How have you managed to get people, you know, out kind of and visible at all places?
Well, we've found some key points of ingress, as they say, in the game. And what we do is we have a central point where we organise everybody, and then we set people at various kind of public entrances to the campus to make a bit of noise and to hand out leaflets. And we found that's worked really well because we've seen students coming up to certain picket lines saying, "I've already got a leaflet." So it seems to be working. And we can only do that because of the turnout.
And you've got, like, you know, the main campus, the City East Campus, I think it is, and Coach Lane. Mm-hmm. And Coach Lane is a few miles from the city centre, but have you got pickets there as well?
We have got pickets there. And what's really handy there, there are only two entrances, so we managed to cover those. And we even managed to get a bit of political theatre going on there, where because there's a road crossing, we managed to recreate the album cover of Abbey Road.
Oh, right. Brilliant. I'm assuming that's on Twitter somewhere.
That's on Twitter somewhere, and it's on our UNN UCU website.
Brilliant. And I mean, it's 9 o'clock here. I mean, you know, there's pickets about, and we're in front of Faculty of Arts, Designs and Social Sciences. Doesn't seem to be anyone here. Has it kind of been like that most of the time?
Yes. We've really noticed a real drop in student numbers. Like previously when we've had disputes, at times before lectures, you'd have, you know, 50 to 100 students all trying to get in at the same time. And here they're coming in groups of one and two, and sometimes you don't see any. And what's been really positive for us is that when we've seen them coming back out, they've said the lecture's cancelled. And that's given us the opportunity to have a conversation about why it was cancelled and so on. Brilliant. So it's, you know, the students seem to be getting the message, which is great.
Great. Well, it's the last day of this phase of the strike action. I know you've got a local ballot coming up, and I'm going to speak to Adam Hansen, who's the branch chair, about that. So Joe, thanks very much for your time.
John.
So Adam, if I can talk to you. So I know that you've got obviously you're on strike action at the moment, but you've got another ballot, you know, on that's started already.
Yep.
Can you tell us what that's about, because that's a local issue rather than a national one, isn't it?
Yeah, so the concern that we're balloting about locally is to do with the university making unilateral, non-negotiated changes to our roles, terms and conditions. And it focuses on two things in particular. One is to do with a new role called Teaching Fellow, and these will be people who have their teaching preparation time slashed in half. They won't be allowed to do any research, and we don't think that's right. Then there's another new role called Assistant Professor, which lots of people are saying doesn't make any sense in our context. It sounds like a junior, untenured role, but cause lots of confusion. And so people are really worried what the future is going to hold. We're kind of between vice chancellors at the moment, so it feels a very strange, critical moment in the life of the university. And, you know, we're always open to talking to management and HR and the people who run the university to say, you know, let's try and do this in a way that's going to work for everyone, that isn't going to cause uncertainty. But so far, our efforts have been rebuffed and ignored. And unfortunately, it's got to the point where we have to ballot for action and potentially take action to get our point across.
And you've already sort of notified the employer. Well, you've notified the employer, and you've started that ballot process. People have started voting. What's been the reaction of the university to what you're doing? Have they come up with anything positive as yet, or are we still waiting to hear?
We're waiting to hear. I mean, to be fair, things maybe from their perspective have been disrupted by the industrial action that's happening at the moment, but time is running out. Things need to get sorted fairly soon, and if they don't, you know, the university knows the result that we got on the last local ballot on COVID, which was a whopping 67%. They've got to anticipate on another local ballot we're going to get something similar. So it's in their hands to come to the table, talk sensibly, properly, and let's reach a resolution before anyone else has to go out on action.
That's great. And I know for the national action, you've started a hardship fund. You know, how can people kind of support that? Is there details on the website, or you know, what can people do to kind of offer support, not just in the local ballot that you've got, but in the national stuff?
So yeah, we've got a hardship fund. Details about that are on Twitter, UCU NU branch. And we tweet regularly about that, so if you follow that, then that's the best place to get the information. We're in the process of updating the website to have the new details of the hardship fund on there, but we've been amazed. Local branches, Teesside for example, have donated to the hardship fund. The hardship fund's gone up massively in the last few weeks, as has our membership, which I think is amazing. That even at a time of dispute and balloting, we're taking on new members, and that just gives you an indication of the depth of people's concerns, but also the depth of engagement people have with Northumbria branch.
That's great. Well, thanks very much. There's more pickets arriving here now. Thanks very much for speaking to us, Adam, because I know it's been a busy time for you. Good luck with the ballot, and let's hope you get the right result.
Cheers, John.
Thanks very much for listening to this podcast. We do hope that you enjoyed this episode. We do these podcasts as often as we can to try and share information about what's happening across the region, and from time to time we do them in far more detail so that we can really get to grips with a particular issue. This one was looking primarily at Northumbria University and their local dispute, and remember, you can find out more about the action that they're taking and why they're taking it at their Twitter account, which is at UCUNUbranch. And that also has links to their local website where you can find out more information. Please don't forget to like and favourite and subscribe to these podcasts so that you never miss an episode. And if you leave us a rating and a review, that is helpful too. Share this with other people. Thanks for listening. See you next time.